It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Are you noticing on Instagram that a lot of people that you've kind of had nothing to do with for the last maybe 10 years, but you still for some reason follow on Insta, are popping up?
Yes.
In your feed?
Yes. And you're scrolling. Yes, I have noticed that.
You're scrolling and you're like, what? Like, I've got
Why
this
am
guy.
I seeing you?
AJ, who I went to like school with.
Sorry, AJ, if you're listening.
No, he's not listening.
Yeah, it's I noticed that. I was like, why am I seeing this content from old workplace friends?
Algorithm magic, hey?
Something's going on. I think they're trying to, well, number one, anger us. Number two, just mix it up, you know?
Yeah, right.
Let's mix it up.
Bit of variety in there.
Because that works out.
It's actually a good way for me to unfollow people that I don't.
Yes, I unfollowed people yesterday and I also muted some people too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that why you didn't reply to my stuff?
You never watch my stuff.
I knew where you were going with that one, mate. Don't you worry.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
It could be like a weather, something weather related. What would you be? Just because when you said Tom and Foggy, I'm like, yeah, I could be fog.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's always like, oh, it's a little bit annoying, but you kind of love it at the same time.
Yeah. I'd be a cold front. I'd be just like, people walk outside.
Blizzard.
Yeah. I'd be hail.
You would be hail.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, let's come and film this, but let's stay away. Yeah. Let's stay inside and film it and watch it from afar.
Watch me ruin your car. watch me rock up at your house, ruin your car, and then melt away like I was never even there.
Yes. No evidence.
Yeah.
You can catch that on our weather podcast, which will be up later today at krock.com.au.
Okay.
Missed the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
Married at First Sight, we are barreling towards the end of the series, towards the final commitment ceremony. Some have made it, some have not, and some are limping over the line, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. And it was pretty cool last night because it was boys' night, girls' night, and some maths faves had actually come back, some with some spicy hot tea to spill, and one of those gals was Samantha. We've got her on the phone right now. Morning, Samantha.
Good morning, Geelong.
Samantha, I just want you to know that unlike Coco, we're not going to scream every time you try and say something so you can't talk, okay?
Mate, tell you what.
You had one of the most epic eye rolls last night.
Yeah,
it was so good.
So good, mate. So you came in from Canberra where Bryce has until recently been living, and you had some very interesting information for Alyssa, Melissa. For people who didn't see it last night, what was that information?
The information was, I mean, Canberra is a pretty small city. Right. I mean, I went out for a drink just before I went back up to Sydney for the girls' night, and I coincidentally ran into Bryce's really good friend and co-host on the radio. So he was talking to me as if it was common knowledge that Bryce, you know, had a girl back here waiting for him. So, yeah, I mean, I just listened along and I thought, gosh, you know, I wouldn't want this to happen to me. So I went back and I told Melissa.
The thing was, though, last night, obviously, it was hard to watch. And it is hard to watch because I think all of us can relate when someone's like, I've got to tell you something.
Yeah.
And that feeling in your stomach is just horrible. She was crying. You came up afterwards and tried to talk to her. But after the show, it's getting shared around this morning. So Melissa popped something up on her Instagram page, which is basically kind of, you know, not very happy with how you went about things in the sense that, you know, you've held on to this information and, you know, a real friend wouldn't do that, yada, yada, yada. The thing is, I've heard that all the producers have control of your Instagram pages. So I'm sort of wondering, is that actual Melissa's true feelings, or are the producers just doing this to kind of get a bit of fire going on the show?
So they take over our Instagrams, but we write all the captions. So all the captions are our own words.
Okay.
So yes, Melissa did have a crack at me last night. And look, you can lead a horse to water, but Jesus, I tell you what, there's that much evidence there for her. And look, if she wants to keep continuing the relationship and not listening to anyone, yeah, then it's all going to come back on her. I mean, we've all tried to be there for her. And, you know, I had to do what was right in within me, whether she liked it or not, I had to do that.
It's just been incredible to watch, you know, time after time after you know, Alana bringing info.
It's getting to the point where it's like, could this get any worse? Like, you know, I think even if she was told he was a serial killer, she would still forgive him.
Yes.
You know, it's just like far out.
Yeah. And you feel sorry for her because, I mean, I'm no psychologist, but you look at her and you're like, your self-esteem must be so low because you are allowing someone to treat you like absolute garbage. And everyone's coming out and saying it, including you, which, you know, don't shoot the messenger. We hear that. But I think you copped it last night unfairly because I thought it was good on you for actually bringing that information because you could have just sat with it, not said anything.
Oh, I could have sat with it. And do you know what? Don't get angry at me. Get angry at your partner that actually is spreading. You know, there's a reason that these rumours are going around.
Yeah.
I mean, don't sit there and call me not a friend for telling her. I mean, it's the other part. It's the other part in the relationship that's causing all of this for her.
Yeah. As people on radio, you know, we work in radio and we've kind of known of Bryce for quite some time and met him here and there. And so when we saw him on the show, we're like, oh, yeah, that's a career move. That's like a, you know, get on the reality TV and get a boost to the career. But to hear you say it last night that you'd heard it from one of his best mates, that's what he told his partner, just kind of confirmed that for us. And to the point where my wife is sitting on the couch for the last week or two going, why would, if he's got a girlfriend, why would anyone be in a relationship with him and let him go on a show like this? And I just kept saying to her, babe, it's the like career boost thing. He would be telling her, look, I won't do anything.
Yeah.
I won't go. Yes. I'll just kiss. That'll all be all it is. And it'll just be a boost to the career.
But guys, we've seen how well he gets Melissa wrapped up in his words. And you could see that he's obviously, you know, had this conversation with a girl on the outside. Like, look, let me go away for 3 months and, you know, we'll pick this back up when I get back, but I've got to do it for my career and all that. I mean, he's been trying to apply for this show for years. He's been trying to apply for a lot of shows. So obviously fame is very important to him. And obviously now he's gotten it. I mean, he's the most talked about contestant on Mass. And, and look, he's got a special way of wrapping people up in what he wants them to believe.
Wow, it's so great to have you on and get that insight as well, because it's all like, you know, people like editing and all this sort of stuff, but I just can't, you can't edit that sort of stuff.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm looking forward to seeing, what was that?
There's no bullshit with me. I'm straight to the point. And I said that to them, to Maths, before I went on. I said, look, I've got to be me, and I'm not going to be told what to say or told what to do. And that's exactly how they've done it. So I don't think that you can blame editing at all this season.
Good. Is this the last that we see of you on the show this season? Or
reunion.
Reunion.
It isn't the last.
Okay.
And look, I promised my mum I wasn't going to be in the drama, but I seem to be in the drama every single goddamn episode.
All right. Well, we can't wait to see it. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Samantha. We've got to let you go.
Talk soon.
Right.
Okay, bye.
Married at First Sight, back on your tellies this weekend, Sunday night on Channel 9.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Price flights are available now to certain destinations.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking up some Darwin gear
last good luck.
Night.
It's all booked. The whole of Darwin.
Okay.
the whole of the NT.
There's flights...
No, I mean like accommodation and cars and everything.
No,
like,
mate, I don't need accommodation.
Oh, because that's right. They know you up there.
We've got friends up there. It's fine. We can stay. We've got people we can stay with. Yeah. And that's why you go places that you've only ever been before. Don't ever go anywhere new. So, you know, they're encouraging people to get back in the air. And we're all a little bit more conscious of germs these days. In fact, when we flew to Brisbane at Christmas time, we did a bit of a wipe down.
I do that anyway.
Do
Welcome
you?
To my life.
Okay.
Yeah, first thing I do when I sit down on the airport.
Okay. Well, Linda Ferguson worked on airlines for 24 years. She's just wrapped it up, and she's come out and revealed a few things in terms of dirtiest parts of the plane. Now, so this is less, you know, food related. This is more about what you touch and where you sit and that kind of thing.
Yep.
What do you wipe when you're wiping? When you get to your seat and you're holding up the whole plane, because obviously you're right up the front, and you then put your stuff in the overhead compartment,
yep,
and then you get out your wipes.
Yeah.
What are you wiping down?
So I wipe the tray outside and inside, yep, of the tray,
yep,
and the hand bits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you wipe the actual seat?
No.
What about the seat belt?
Oh, no.
What's your favourite seat to sit in on the plane?
Aisle.
Aisle, interesting.
Or, no, it depends. Depends where I'm going, what the vibe is within me.
Okay.
Because sometimes I like to be in the window,
yeah,
so I can be totally closed off from everyone.
Yeah.
Go away, humans.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes if it's a long flight, I like to walk around.
Yeah, and really just like if you're in that window area, you just like snuggle right up into the window and just rest your face on the glass, don't you? Like everybody else.
Oh.
Resting your face on that glass, just like everybody else.
Oh.
They're coughing on it, they're sneezing on it,
oh,
touching
God,
it with dirty hands,
oh,
dirty,
no,
hair. Apparently that is the dirtiest part of the plane, is that window, the inside window bit around that area, because everybody lies,
everyone
on it.
Everyone leans on,
yeah,
it. Oh, my God.
Second is the tray table. People change babies on those tray tables. We don't. We went to, there's an actual baby change table. It's not easy to use, but it's there in the toilets, right? So that's where we change.
In the toilet?
Yeah, it folds down over the toilet.
Oh, my God.
For the baby
change
table.
How the hell do you get even you and a baby in there?
No, it works. It works. It's difficult. Like I said, it's difficult, but it works. And yeah, so the seat, so they're the two things that you really should wipe down is the window. If you're going to be at the window, you're going to do all that, you wipe that down, and then also wipe down the tray table and the belt as well, the latch belt thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, the hand rest, the arm rest,
yeah,
are probably a good idea as well.
Yeah.
But the thing is, so another flight attendant came out and said, if you are flying like domestically, definitely wipe, because usually what they do is they just get the crew to do a turnaround, which is they pick up rubbish, they fold your seatbelt over, file your magazines and welcome new passengers. Also, don't use the little pocket in the seat in front of you, because half-sucked lollies go in there, dirty tissues, knickers. People find knickers in there.
I'm going to drive.
Yeah, just drive.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
People get angry on the internet.
They do, don't they?
Don't they just?
Mm.
So angry. Bunnings put up a photo of some outdoor gear.
Right.
On Wednesday, right.
A couple of gnomes.
No, it was fire pits.
Oh, yeah.
So they had them all lined up, different fire pits. Looks pretty cool. You've,
yep,
got your big ones, you got your small ones,
yep,
you got your ones with lids on them, ones without.
Mm-hmm. The wrought iron ones.
Yes. And then the ones that look like they're, you know, part of the garden.
Yeah.
It's like, are they naturally formed or are they not? Oh, who,
oh, really,
knows?
I don't know about that.
No, I don't know. I'm just trying to sell them.
Do you know the wrought iron ones, though? They make them like a little bit of art. You know, they have maybe some sort of like cranes, or, you know, as in the birds or,
oh,
whatever, like kind of cut into the side,
yes,
of the wrought
iron,
yes, barrel.
So when you're looking into the fire and thinking about life, you're like, wow,
yeah,
that's a beautiful image.
Yeah. And then you get people who go take that to the next level and they have like wrought iron art in their front yard.
Yes.
Yeah, I've said it to Carly.
I like that.
If I ever suggest that we get wrought iron art in the front yard, you leave me immediately and take the children.
I would really like a wrought iron magpie.
No, good on you, mate. Good on you. You have that. You have that.
Do you reckon do you reckon I've got that vibe about
me? Yeah, absolutely. Watch the good part of Ocean Grove become the bad part of Ocean Grove like that.
No, I think it's cool,
no,
and get one of,
no,
those
what
are those called?
No.
The sound things. Like wind blower. What are they called?
A wind chime?
Damn. Why does this happen?
Oh, I don't know, mate.
Anyway, whatever.
Imagine you got paid to do this.
I know. Hey, the joke's on them. You've hired me, you nuts. Anyway, so Bunnings uploaded
fire pits.
Of fire pits. And this lady's gone off.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, I had a look at the photo because, you know, I go off too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, what's there to go off about in here?
Where's me pitchfork?
Get me excited. I couldn't see anything, right? I was like, all right. They've lined them up in a nice fashion too, which seems good.
Are you going to show me the photo?
I can show you the photo. Hang on.
Are you going to ask me to pick what's wrong with that photo?
You won't be able to.
Nah. Okay. I've walked past. That's inside a Bunnings.
It's
literally in the barbecue area where they have them, in, you know, the outdoor furniture and stuff. I've literally walked past that display.
Exactly. She then posted this photo and just went off at Bunnings, and she said it's totally unacceptable. She said, promoting these polluting fire pits. Do you promote cigarettes as well? Fire pits emit much more toxic pollution than cigarettes. It's time to make sales of wood burners illegal. Clean air is a basic human right.
No, it is.
Not Karen using her fire pit. Now, this is a situation. Yes.
Oh, right? That is the pot calling the fire pit Karen.
Right? Exactly. She's tried to throw the carrot in early.
Yeah.
So that no one carried Karen's hair.
Amazing.
It's like when you go out and both you and your partner, you're like, you're not sure who's Desi driver.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're just like, whoever gets drunk the
quickest. So you just go hard as
right?
hard as you can. As
no,
as
sorry. You're the Karen.
Yes.
You're the Karen.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
The floor is yours, mate.
Thank you. I'm so grateful to have this opportunity because you know what's coming out will be nothing but gold, 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 gold content.
I barely built it up.
Yeah, you have built it way too far. This was supposed to be just a blowaway. Anyway, it's fine. So on the weekend, Jimmy and I, we were driving from Geelong to Torquay and we decided to drop in at KFC.
Good mates at KFC.
Love KFC.
Yeah.
Right?
Good on them.
But I was kind of stitched up. This is the thing. You know, nowadays, back when you and I were growing up, there was only one drive-thru.
Oh, now you got the double lane.
You got the double lane.
Yeah, when you order, but then it all funnels.
Then it funnels through, right? But the double lane, I mean, even the double lane has its issues as well. But I guess it takes people, it's great because it takes people off from when it's really busy taking up the whole car park and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So great job all.
Well, I mean,
the double lane.
They've put an extra, you know, place for you to order, an ordering box in there to free up the flow, like to make it flow better.
Exactly. Yeah. So great idea.
Yeah.
Love it. And I'm used to that, especially because I, you know, frequent the takeaways from time to time.
Yeah, right.
Not always.
No, interesting.
Time to time.
Okay.
You know?
I wouldn't have picked that.
Anyway, KFC in Grovedale. Specifically.
Yeah.
Have you been to that one on Torquay Road before?
No, I haven't actually.
Okay. So there's the big car park there and then it's like drive through this way and then so the drive through's at the back of the KFC. Mm.
That's the same as the one in North Geelong. That's the one I usually go to.
Oh, yeah. You're a fan. Shout out. All good people, as you would say.
Yeah,
All good people. So KFC Grovedale, we were driving and I saw there was the drive-through and then like a concrete partition and then another drive-through area.
Yeah.
And there was a car that was ordering KFC from the box.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And then so I'm like, I'll go in the other lane.
Yep. I think I know where this might be going and I really hope it is going there.
There's a design flaw.
Okay.
In the way that they've made up the lanes there, nothing against you, KFC, but there's a design flaw, right?
Yeah.
Because the second lane actually just drives out onto the street. Right? And then you put a one-way street and it's like, hang on.
Yeah.
I wanted some stuff and now I'm out in the street again.
What just happened? I've just been spat out by the KFC drive-thru.
You are not the chosen one. Off you may go. So obviously, I thought maybe I was the only one that had been done by this.
I think you are. I think you are literally the only person on earth who's ever gotten lost in a drive-thru.
No, not my fault. Everyone's got double drive-thrus nowadays.
Yes.
Have a sign. Like, by the way, this is a point of no return area. It looks like a drive-thru. It probably sounds like a drive-thru, but it's just a way to get you out on the street again.
Yeah.
Fix it.
That's on you. 100% on
no,
you,
it's
mate.
Not.
That's
not.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Over the long weekend, I was sort of out and about, you know. Yeah. I was here in Geelong. Yes, I was on the Ballerine. And yes, I was up the highway in Werribee. So I'm not going to specify where this was.
Okay.
It was somewhere there because I don't want to, like, specifically call anyone out.
Okay.
But, someone got caught. Ooh, they got caught. So working in the hospo industry, hard, get it, hard.
Yep, sure.
Terrible, especially when it's busy.
Hey, not all bad though, you know, wonderful people, wonderful times, great memories.
Great memories, yeah.
And then you can move on and get a real job.
No. No.
Nah, just tweaking your nips, guys. Just tweaking your nips. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Tweakster.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I went out and it was one of the days where it was a family catch-up, right?
Sure.
And
so Werribee.
Maybe. And
so, you got Shadowfax again?
No, we didn't go to Shadowfax, actually. Okay. We need to go. Let's go. We'll
so
go
much
together.
Easier when you live there.
Yeah, I know. So, at the mansion. So anyway, we went out and it was like brunch situation, and there was 5 of us,
mm-hmm.
and someone in particular in the fam loves their coffee hot. It's got to be hot.
I know who this
it's
is.
It's got to be so hot, and it's very. The person has to, it's mum. So
yeah,
mum has
gonna
to
say. Yeah,
I was
going to say, if you ask the barista for extra hot coffee.
You just might make a new friend.
Exactly. So basically, she is this type of person, bless her.
Yeah.
That's like when she asks for a coffee, she's like, I'll have a latte, but can I have it, please, extra, extra hot? Because, you know, nowadays, they bring out coffee and it's kind of the temperature where you can just slam it down fast.
I did, to be honest, on the weekend, I got a coffee and I walked away and I was like, why am I drinking lukewarm milk?
Okay,
very disappointed.
Yeah, so this is the thing. And so lukewarm milk, no one likes that. Mm. Mid-range up, everyone's pretty happy with that. But mum wants coffee so hot that it opens a realm into the devil's lair.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
just burns all of the inside of her mouth off.
Yes, and she actually says that. They're like, do you want it burnt? As a joke, and mum's like, yeah, burn it. Right? So anyway, we get our coffees.
Yeah.
And she touches, and it's, look, I think we need to get into a chat one day about how there's coffees, and do you want that small or large? And you're like, no, just regular, right? And it comes out in like, hey, we're having a tea party with our friends, the teddy bears.
Little, yeah, teeny little.
Oh, and that'll cost you $6. Okay. What?
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so she touched the cup and she knew straight away, she's like, no. And then she had a little sip, she's like, oh, no. Right, and so the waitress was still there.
Yeah,
and she and mum, lovely, of course, mum's lovely, and she's like, oh, is this the extra hot one? And the lady's like, yes, and mum's like, oh, I'm so sorry, but it's not. Do you think that, you know, you could whiz it through again or whatever? And the lady's like, oh yeah, grabs it. Right, we were sitting outside.
Yeah,
Kimma, my sister. She was sitting facing. So I was sitting facing outside.
Yeah.
Right, the road.
Yeah, and
Kim was sitting facing inside, right?
Yeah.
And the waitress is like, yep, no worries. Grabs it, walks inside, does a bit of a walk around, and then comes back, oh, yeah, here's your extra hot one.
Oh.
Funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
Busted. Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I'm sure we all do that from time to time, you know? And then mum had it again. She's like, look, I'm real. I was just like, just leave it.
Yeah, just drink the coffee.
I don't want to be in this situation. And I was like, no, because I really want a hot coffee, you know, and that's what I've ordered. And I'm like, yeah, cool. So she went inside and just said, look, to the barista guy. She's like, I'm really sorry, but do you reckon you could just make me another
one? Yeah.
He was cool. But it was just like, oh. And then it's like, what do you do? Do you want to be like, hey, sprung.
I've just seen you carry that around the building. You've done a lap and you've walked straight back out to me. You didn't even stop.
How funny though. And I'm just like, oh God, I'd hate to be in that sitch.
Yeah. Oh, Tom and Long. K-Rock.